You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And once again, it's that time of the season when we get to have special guest appearances by people from Theater by the Sea. And once again, Amy Turner is with us. And Amy is the producing artistic director of Theater by the Sea.
Hi, Mike.
And thanks for being here again, Amy.
You're welcome.
You're a regular guest now. This has got to be 6 or 7 times for you to be on Conducting Conversations.
It's a lot of fun. I'm glad to be here.
I have to give you the co-host check. accompanying Amy today is Joel Kipper. Joel was here last year. We'll find out a little bit more about Joel. He is the managing producer of Theater by the Sea.
There you go. Oh, big title.
And between Amy and Joel, we have two of the three principals of Theater by the Sea, right?
I guess you do.
Yeah.
I guess we can phrase it that way. The other guy doesn't count. He's not here.
It's a duo instead of a trio today.
Right. So. The guy whose name is on the building, or on the cards and everything else. Bill is not with us today, but he was here last time. And we're here today to talk about this week's upcoming performance of Crazy for You.
Yeah.
And a great show. Amy, tell us a little about Crazy for You.
Well, Crazy for You was a huge Tony Award-winning hit in the early 90s. It was based off of a 1930s hit called Girl Crazy. And it was recreated by the same gentleman, Ken Ludwig, who wrote Lend Me a Tenor, which a lot of people know is just a fun, crazy play, and also Moon Over Buffalo, subsequently he wrote. And it sort of takes this fantastic Gershwin music, which is spectacular, and the premise of, if you will, a fish out of water from the original Girl Crazy. And then you sort of mix that all together with Susan Stroman's choreography, and you end up with a big hit. And we're really excited about this one for all of those Theater by the Sea patrons who like singing and dancing, and pretty girls and comedy and dancing. This is the show for them.
There's going to be some pretty guys too, right?
Yeah, there's some cuties.
All right. That's good. Joel, nice to have you back with us
again. Oh,
well,
thank you for letting me partake in today's festivities.
I believe last time you were here, you were the big star in George M.
Small star. No,
that's
not
right.
Big. Yeah,
play,
no.
Playing the role of George M., which we can segue for a moment and talk about that. That was great.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure, and it was a lot of work. I enjoyed it thoroughly. This year, I'm going to stay behind the scenes and stay in my producer's chair. But it was to be on that stage in that historic venue, and the Theater by the Sea patrons, they were just wonderful to me last year, and was very well received, and I danced my took us off, and
I noticed you didn't bring it with you today.
You know, I left it at the theater today, so unfortunately I gained a couple of pounds back from last summer. I had lost about 15 pounds, which was nice, and now I've gained it all back in the winter, so brought that extra poundage with me. But it was a wonderful experience. I hope one that I'll do again, I think, seeing how the audiences reacted last year to all the tap dancing and that kind of show, this is, we kind of take Crazy for You and kind of bump it up 12 notches from the tap dancing that was in George M. So I think they'll be thrilled about that.
I can't wait to see this. This sounds like it's going to be great. And I always like to take a moment just to tell the audience that's listening, wherever they're listening worldwide, that Theater by the Sea is a jewel of Rhode Island and the Northeast. And if you haven't visited there yet, you should definitely do so, because it's one of those places that is just a must-see for everybody, a must-see and a must-go-to.
It's a unique place.
A unique place.
For sure.
It's beautiful, and the productions there have all been terrific. So I'm sure this one is not going to be any exception. And with Gershwin music, how can you go wrong, right?
Well, you start out with a good score and good lyrics and good music, and it's a long way towards a good musical.
That's right. Okay, we're going to go to our, speaking of that, we're going to go to our first piece of music now, which is probably familiar to most of our audience, I would think. And that's called Embrace Me by Sweet Embraceable You.
That's right.
What's the actual title?
Embraceable You.
Embraceable You. All right, we'll listen to that now. And who are we actually listening to? What is this from the...
This is our heroine, Polly, singing. And there's some misidentity in this piece. And it's a beautiful love song because at its base it is a romantic show. But she's singing it to a gentleman who is in disguise, and she thinks she's singing it to one gentleman, but because she doesn't understand, she's actually singing it to a different gentleman, and on and on and on. But it's a lovely song, and it's a lovely piece, and I think the audience will enjoy it.
Here we go.
Polly, I want to speak to you about Bobby Child.
Oh, him.
Yeah, Polly. Oh, he's a wonderful boy, and he has told me that he's crazy for you.
Well, I can't help that. I'm already spoken for.
You are?
Yeah. In my heart, anyway.
Oh, it is that Lank person, yeah? I tell you, I don't like him.
No, it isn't Lank.
Moose.
You just don't understand anything, do you? Dozens of men would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow, I couldn't warm up to one before.
Pete, Sam.
What was it that controlled me? What kept my love life lean?
Like Moose, Pete, Sam.
My intuition told me you'd come on the scene.
Me?
Mister, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat.
Uh-oh.
And you'll know just what I mean.
Polly, you're making a big mistake here.
Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable.
All right, Polly, we gotta have a talk about this.
Embrace me, you irreplaceable.
This is not what I was planning.
Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy.
Yeah, that's because I'm Hungarian.
I love all the many charms about you.
Oh, you're making a big joke now, yeah?
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Okay, it's not a joke.
Don't be naughty, baby. Come to Polly, do my sweet embraceable.
Now, Polly, we gotta have a talk. This is not right. Wait, now, just imagine if I was Bobby, yeah?
Oh, you dance even better than he does.
No, I don't think so.
In your arms I find love so delectable, dear. I'm afraid it isn't quite respectable, dear. But hang it, come on, let's glorify love. Ting dang it, you'll shout and glorify love. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Polly, do. My sweet embrace.
This is definitely going to be one of those shows where I'm going to be humming all the music for the rest of the week now. You know, that's what's going to happen.
It's got you tapping your toes and singing along.
There you go. This show, as well as many others, you can get tickets to if you would like. And Amy, how can people go about doing that?
Well, we always tell people the easiest place to get information, and you can actually buy tickets, is on our website, which is very easy to remember, hopefully, theaterbythesea.com. And, of course, our box office is open every day, 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday. And you can call the box office. That is 401, of course, 782-TKTS, which is 8587. And we'd be more than happy to help people with information, or certainly to buy tickets.
Now, they have to spell theater correctly, right?
Actually, they don't.
They don't. Either way,
we cheated on that one. We have both. So if you can spell R-E or E-R, we prefer the R-E, but either will get you to the right place.
Oh, excellent. That's good news, because I was concerned about that at one point in time, and I meant to bring that up, but that's good news. So
that's
we'll
a
get
good question.
The, either way, one of the other things you can do when you're attending a show at Theater by the Sea is have dinner.
Mm.
Or casual drinks before the show or after the show, and that's at Bistro.
That's right, the Bistro by the Sea. And we do have a page on our website that gives all kinds of information. They do have a separate phone number for reservations, and that's 789-3030. But again, all of that information is attainable on our website. And you're right, it's really a lovely evening, whether you do have dinner or you just have drinks. And in fact, the late night cabaret will be starting with Crazy for You as well. So people who are really into a great evening can have dinner, see the show, and on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, stay for the cabaret after.
I keep saying the next step is the high-rise hotel.
The neighbors might have issue with that.
Yeah, I suppose they would. But other than that, you can spend a lot of great time at Theater by the Sea.
There's plenty of hotels nearby.
That's right. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that just a couple weeks ago, I was at My Way, which was your first production of the season, and it was great. I really, really enjoyed the music of Frank Sinatra, but not, as we said, and doesn't make a whole lot of difference to tout it now, but it was not an impersonation of Frank Sinatra, but just the music that made that generation great, and I thought it was a wonderful production, so you should both be proud
about that. Thank you very much.
That.
Thank you.
And Joel, let's go to the next piece of music we have here for Crazy for You, which is Nice Work, right?
Nice Work if You Can Get It. That's right.
Anything you want to tell us about that one, or is that pretty straightforward?
That's pretty straightforward. This is Bobby, who's our leading man here in this scenario. And, of course, he aspires to be a great performer, and he keeps running into obstacles here. And Bella Zangler, who's one of the other main characters, Bobby is trying to get into one of Zangler's shows, and he just refuses, doesn't think Bobby's talented enough. And all Bobby wants to do is get that work. And
and who the actual recording that we're listening to is?
This is the original Tony Award-winning Broadway cast of Crazy for You in the early 90s. And so that is the recording that we're listening to today.
Excellent. Let's take a listen.
Polly.
Nice work if you can get it.
And you can get it if you try. Strolling with the wonder, sighing sigh after sigh.
Oh, nice work if you can get it.
And you can get it if you try. Just
who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow.
Nice work if you can get it.
And if you get it,
won't you tell me? Starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
You mentioned that this is a great dance show, so what would be one of the larger dance sequences that might be coming up for us?
Well, I think we are going to listen to I Got Rhythm, and that's the end of the first act. It's the big first act finale, and those people who are familiar with Susan Stroman's choreography, which we are recreating for our production, or for anyone who's not, she's really known for her use of props and sort of the intricate three-ring circus, if you will, dancing. And somehow it all comes through and tells a story and lands in a very visually exciting way. But for instance, with this particular number, I've Got Rhythm, it sort of starts out as that anthem that as long as you have people that you love and those around you, and they are in the Wild West. So the cowboys sort of pick up, you know, bottles and cans and, you know, rooftops and things. And
so we're going to listen to I Got Rhythm.
Yes.
Very, very good.
Very nice. Very good.
Nice recovery.
Actually, we're going to just listen to a portion of this.
We'll save the end for the people that see it.
Yeah, save the whole thing if you buy a ticket. But we're going to take a quick break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations and Theater by the Sea.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm a chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look, at what I. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Hold the man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and talking with Theater by the Sea. Joel and Amy are here, and we are talking about Crazy for You, the new musical that is coming to the, well, not a new musical, but new to us anyway.
It's a Theater by the Sea premiere. It's never been done. All four shows this season have never been done on the Theater by the Sea stage. So it is new.
All right. So we'll get away with that, I guess. Joel, tell us about some of the other things that are happening at Theater by the Sea this summer.
Yeah, last year we did a truncated children's festival that we're going to do this year again, but we're going to expand that a little bit. Last year we only did three children's performances, and this year we're going to do five shows. So one of our performers that came last year was the Crabgrass Puppet Theater. They'll be coming back, have some new acts that weren't there last year. They're called the Bubbles, which is a fascinating kind of interesting world of bubbles. I mean, it's sort of a scientific approach.
He did a show on Discovery Channel. My kids saw him. They were very excited about the bubble guy coming.
And so it's actually bubbles.
He's got huge hoops, and he just has all these tricks and mm-hmm. It's really fun to watch him. So we're very excited to have him come this year. And then we've got you know, a couple other acts. So, and those will start Fridays in July, starting July 10th. We'll do every Friday in July and August except for opening weekends. So when we open Peter Pan and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on those opening days, mm-hmm. we won't have shows. But other than that, we will every Friday in July and August. And you can find that information, as always, on the ticket info page at the theaterbythesea.com website.
There you go. And that'll tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. So I think what the audience should do that's listening to this is just plan the whole summer to spend it at Theater
Absolutely,
by the Sea.
You know.
Occasionally they can go to the beach or something.
On occasion, you know. Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things. When I first got involved in Theater by the Sea, the word we always used is intoxicating. That when you see that theater, you know, they don't make more, and you see the grounds and the gardens, and you're there for an evening at the restaurant, and you go see a show. It's an intoxicating experience.
It is
you
very...
can still go to the beach and get home in plenty of time to shower and get there for an 8 o'clock show. And, you know, a lot of obviously a lot of parents bring their kids, and a lot of grandparents have started bringing their grandchildren. You know, they come down to visit for the summer or for a week or for a month, and it's a nice thing to do with the whole family to either come and see a main stage show, or if they're littler than that, to come and see one of these shows specifically designed for the kids.
Excellent. Let's get back to Crazy for You and the next song, which is Slap That Bass. And
another huge dance number. Another big dance number. So.
All right.
I think it's really lovely that it illustrates the thing about George Gershwin is that he really was able to compose in a way that takes on a feeling of music. And Slap That Bass is, I think, honestly, if you think about it way back in the 30s, to me anyway, it seems almost ahead of its time. It's really jazzy and honestly, like a little sexy. And it's just, it's a really cool musical number. And it's interpreted really neatly in the production. They utilize a lot of really great lighting and physical aspects of the bass.
All right, we'll listen.
Zoom, 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 zoom. The world is in a mess. With politics and taxes and people grinding axes, there's no happiness. Zoom, 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 zoom. Rhythm, lead your ace. The future doesn't fret me if I can only get me someone to slap that bass.
Happiness is not a riddle when I'm listening to that big bass fiddle.
Slap that bass.
I'll slap it till it's dizzy.
Slap that bass.
Yeah.
Keep the rhythm busy. Zoom, zoom, zoom. It's the way you got to go.
Slap that bass.
Use it like a tonic.
Slap that.
Keep your fill of money, zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow.
If the would be better off if they zoom, zoom, now and then.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Today you can see that the happiest men
all got rhythm.
Which gets if you're on a bubble.
Slap that bass, slap away your trouble.
Learn to zoom, zoom.
you've got me excited. I see all those things you've been talking about, and the way you've been describing all the choreography and the lighting, and I just can't wait. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And the music is certainly terrific, and all the Gershwin songs, and now we go to one that's called Someone to Watch Over Me.
Probably the most recognizable song, I would think, for most people. It really has become a standard. And, you know, then we get the lovely Ira Gershwin lyrics involved. And at the end of the day, I think most stories work, whether you're reading a book or seeing a movie or certainly in theater. You know, what are we all striving for? We just want to be loved. We want to find that love, whether it's the love of theater or whether it's the love of another person or the love of your child or someone you've lost. I think it's very relatable. And as silly, and I love the word you just used, fun, the show is, and it is a big show and there's lots of big moments. But at the end of the day, I think it works because it's really about something very simple, about finding that thing that you love and gaining it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the end of the play, I'll give away the ending. It is a happy ending.
Uh-oh. See, now I don't have to go.
But you do, because it's the journey that's exciting. But it really is. I mean, it is about optimism, and it's about love, and it's about succeeding.
Right. Well, I think, and this song by itself, not knowing the way it's positioned in the show, has always been a very romantic song for me. And
yes.
So we'll listen to that, then take another short break and be back with more with Theater by the Sea's presentation of Crazy for You.
There's a saying old that says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initials to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for these lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Watch.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, speaking with Theater by the Sea. Joel and Amy are here talking about Crazy for You and some great music, some great Gershwin music that we've been listening to. And Joel, I understand you have a rather unique position in this play, whereas being the star in George M. and being one of the partners and so forth, you have lots of daily functions. But in this, you'll have another hat to wear.
Yeah, the trusted director, Miss Amy Turner, gave me the hat of fight choreographer to put on for this one. So,
fight choreographer.
Yeah, so there's a couple of moments where there's a little bit of a bar fight that breaks out amongst the guys.
A
brouhaha. Is that a technical term?
Or I think it is.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
A brouhaha, as it were, breaks out amongst the some of the local Dead Rockians, as we call them, because they're in Dead Rock, Nevada. And so, yeah, so I've had a fight choreography experience in my past, and it's not a hat that I've got to wear very often, or it's been a while, but it was we did a class the first week of rehearsal and then choreographed it the second week of rehearsal. And the guys, you know, it's one of those things that whether you have done it in your past as an actor or not, anytime someone mentions you're going to be doing some fight choreography, everybody's eyes light up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they're so used to just doing dance choreography that when you say you're going to start throwing, you know, some stage combat and some stage fights in there, they get excited. And so
now this doesn't overspill into the audience, does it?
No.
It's not
rolling past the proscenium or anything like that.
Okay.
It's all contained in the bar, but there's, you know, there's some groin kicking, and there's some slamming of heads into the bar, and there's some flips over some, you know, tables and things. So it's
great entertainment.
Yeah, you know, we try to throw in a little bit of variety there. You know, with fight choreography, it's always fun because you have to, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make it entertaining, but you also have to give the audience, it can't be too much because, you know, as I always tell the guys, it's just like acting. It's not reality. It's the illusion of reality. And if you try to go at a normal pace of what an actual fight in real life would be, the audience does not have time to comprehend.
You know, wouldn't even
comprehend.
See it.
You
right.
wouldn't see it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, that's the art of stage combat is you have to slow things down and get it to where you still have to, just like dance choreography or blocking or the story, you still have to tell that story through the fight choreography.
And then the magic of theater in all of this is that the audience takes it in and they'll not recognize any of this. They'll just experience it
right.
and have
It'll
fun.
Just happen, right. Mm-hmm. And they won't even know what just happened to them.
Yeah.
And then other surprises happen in the show?
Well, hopefully, I hear ourselves saying, you know, there's a lot of this and a lot of that and a lot of the other in this show. And it really is true. And, you know, in the midst of all of this, we have this very highbrow. So we have New Yorkers, we have the cowboys, we have showgirls, and then we have this very highbrow English couple that sort of wanders into the middle of it. And to sort of add yet another element of character study and,
I see.
And mayhem, if you will, and confusion. But ultimately, I think we're going to listen to the song that they begin. And ultimately, when everyone is indeed downtrodden, they use all of their British background to cheer
Cheerio.
Folk on. And yes, and all that rot. And indeed, it's probably one of the least known, if not the least known, Gershwin tunes in this piece. But it's called Stiff Upper Lip.
All righty then.
Yes.
Stiff upper lip, stout fella, carry on old stuff. Chin up, keep muddling through.
Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when the going's rough. Pip pip to old man trouble and a toodle-oo-too.
Carry on through thick and thin.
If you feel you're in the right,
let the fighting spirit win.
Fight, 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 fight.
Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when you're in a stew.
Sober or blotto, this is your motto.
Keep muddling through.
We'll be right back.
hour is flying by on Conducting Conversations, and it always does when Amy is here talking about Theater by the Sea. Mm-hmm. And Joel, by the way, nice to have you here too.
Hey, thank you. It's nice to be back.
I mean, just kind of a sidelight, but
Well, window dressing. It's fine.
Right,
you know.
Right. But Amy, tell us one more time about how to go about getting tickets and website, phone number, things like that.
Absolutely. Well, it is Theater by the Sea, so we make it convenient. The website is www.theaterbythesea.com. Again, our box office, if you haven't been down to the theater, you're anywhere near, please stop by the box office window in Matunuck, 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday. And you can also call our box office. We have an amazing staff, and they're very helpful, can probably answer all of your questions and many more than I could even dream up. And that number is 401-782-8587, which translates to TKTS. But again, the phone number, the website, restaurant information, the children's shows, everything is really available.
Everything you want to know. Mm-hmm.
Is available on the website. So I always think it's a great place to start.
There you go. And we want to, I don't want to alarm anyone, but after this show runs and the next time we see Amy, the summer will be half over.
It's true.
The season will be
just
half over.
It flies by, doesn't it?
It does. It's four major productions this year. We had My Way, which was great. Crazy for You that we've been talking about tonight.
Of flying
I was
going
to say, speaking of flying by, that was a segue I didn't even think about, but it does. There you go.
Fly By happens to go into the next production after this one, Joel, which is
Peter Pan.
Aha.
So, magical evening and flying on the Theater by the Sea stage. So, that will be.
And that's going to be the end of July into the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. And Amy will be back to talk about that. I mean, we'll have a special guest perhaps to talk to you about Peter Pan, and then the season will close off with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which I'm really looking forward to.
It should be a great deal of fun.
Should be fun. Amy, what are we going to close with?
We're going to close with You Can't Take That Away From Me, which is also perhaps the second most recognizable song, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
It's been done so many times, and it's just a lovely sentiment, and I think it's a lovely way to end.
What a lovely way to end an evening. And thank you both once again for being here.
It's our pleasure.
We'll listen to that song and see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Well, so long.
Hey, where are you going?
Back to New York.
You're leaving?
Well, there's nothing to keep me here now. Is there?
I guess not.
I guess not. Thanks.
Hey, what for?
Oh, a lot of fun. A few broken teeth.
The way you wear your hat. The way you sip your tea. The memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams. The way you sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three. The way you changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.